This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The numbers of confirmed COVID-19 patients in Colorado hospitals has climbed for the sixth straight week to nearly 400. The last time they were this high was February. This COVID-19 spike comes as Colorado hospitals are extremely busy with RSV and flu patients. The number of people getting the bivalent booster, which targets the Omicron variant, is growing. But it still lags behind the level doctors and health officials would like to see. 21% of all Coloradans have gotten the new vaccine. Pueblo's Temple Emmanuel will hold a fundraiser next month to add a handicap accessible ramp. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
The Victorian-era temple is perhaps best known for surviving a 2019 bomb threat. But at 122 years old, it doesn't comply with modern accessibility laws. So the temple will host a fundraiser December 11th to pay for a specialized ramp. This is Michael Atlas Acuna, president of the temple's board of directors.
We want the ramp to be available to everybody. Like any public place, we want it to be so that anybody can get into the building.
The fundraiser, which is free, will feature traditional Jewish folk music and an actor playing the ghost of Pueblo pioneer Abraham Goldsmith. The temple needs $160,000 to build the ramp. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
For those looking to adopt a pet this holiday season, the Denver Animal Shelter is offering a Black Friday discount on its normal adoption fees. Any cat or dog with any amount of black fur is just $20 to adopt today. This is CPR and KRCC.